With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance is headed to Islamabad, Pakistan, along with negotiator Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner for talks with Iranian officials about ending the war with Iran. Speaking with reporters, Vice President J.D. Vance says he thinks the talks will be positive.
As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
President Trump said that Iran was doing a very poor job by not allowing the free flow of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's traded oil once passed. The FAA has sanctioned the military use of lasers to shoot down drones over U.S. airspace.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the use of counter-drone lasers along the southern border of the U.S., agreeing with the Pentagon that they are safe. A demonstration last month at New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range convinced the FAA that they can be used safely, while U.S. Army Brigadier General Matt Ross says the agreement will allow the use of cutting-edge tools to protect against illicit drone use. Earlier this year, after anti-drone lasers were deployed, the agency shut down parts of Texas airspace twice, and the El Paso airport closed for hours. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts are back on Earth. Three Americans and one Canadian returned with a dramatic splashdown last night as their capsule parachuted into the Pacific to close out a nearly 10-day trip to the moon and back. The crew of four was the first to visit the moon since NASA's Apollo era more than half a century ago. Stocks drifted mostly lower on Wall Street and oil prices slipped in trading Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%, the Dow 0.6% loss, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.4%. The government reported a sharp spike in inflation in March because of the biggest monthly jump in gas prices in six decades, but the increase wasn't as bad as economists were expecting. This is SRN News. Britain's churches are being targeted.
The Countryside Alliance reports there were nearly 4,000 crimes committed against houses of worship in the United Kingdom last year, amounting to an average of 10 per day. Burglary, vandalism, arson, and assault made up the bulk of the crimes, as reported to authorities in England. London was the worst-hit area. The Countryside Alliance says, quote, "We cannot allow this to continue. It is vital that the public keep a watchful eye and report any issues to the police." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Center for Small Town Jewish Life at Colby College is working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. The center began a decade ago with a goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities and has grown to run programs for more than 60 communities over 20 states. The organization says that 1 in 8 Jewish Americans live outside a major urban area, and the center exists to help them thrive. The center's work is happening as the number of synagogues is trending down. This is SRN News. The NFL draft is seeing fewer long shots from small schools.
The NCAA's policy changes on name, image, and likeness, along with new transfer rules, have altered scouting strategies. Teams can now focus on more traditional football powerhouses. That's where a higher percentage of the nation's best players are concentrated, thanks to the rise of NIL deals and the crowded transfer portal. It all means fewer players from non-power conferences are being selected during the three-day event. Last year, only 24 of 257 NFL draftees came from non-power conferences. Bob Agner reporting.
The NFL is facing increased scrutiny from the federal government over the league's moves to put more games on streaming services. The Justice Department is investigating the NFL for potential anti-competitive practices. The investigation comes as the FCC is seeking public comment on the ongoing shift of live sports to streaming services. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.